Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's take a moment here and get to our guest. Very excited to speak with the House Republican Whip, Steve Scalise. Representative Scalise, a very, very great honor to speak with you today.
Annie, great to be with you. How are y'all doing in St. Louis?
Doing just fine. Now, you are coming to Collinsville. I live on the Illinois side, and I commute across the Mississippi every day to come to work in St. Louis. So you're coming to real close to my hometown for the Congressional Prayer Breakfast, which is April 29th. And it's a real honor for you to make that trek here to the Midwest. And I just wanted to give you an opportunity first to talk about a Congressional Prayer Breakfast in the Midwest. Why are you coming all this way?
First of all, John Shimp, I've known him the entire 11 years I've been in Congress, and he had asked me to do this. This is something he had built up, this prayer breakfast, for a long time, and I really appreciated the opportunity to come up to Collinsville. I actually live about a block from the Mississippi River in New Orleans.
No, oh, okay.
So, we're not far from each other, right up the
Mississippi. Yeah, just a boat right away.
either side, you just kind of stop and get off, but I'm just honored to be able to share the message of what prayer and just miracles and faith meant to me when we had the shooting 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, John was there every step of the way and came to see me in the hospital that day and plays on the baseball team as well. So, we're just going to be talking a little bit about that experience, but it's something that I appreciate the invitation because John's meant so much, and he has such a strong faith himself. So when Shimkus reached out, it was an easy decision to come.
Well, that's fantastic. John Shimkus is a friend of the show, as well as Rodney Davis, who was there with
Rodney was there, and Wagner's right across on the other side,
yep.
St. Louis side, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I work real well together, especially on this Born Alive bill. You talk about such an important piece of legislation that Ann Wagner's been leading on. To defend the life of a baby who's born alive outside the womb, where right now in some states they can still kill the baby, and it's unbelievable that it's happening, but we're trying to stop that. But Rodney is somebody who's been a leader in Washington on so many issues, and I've worked with him as well. So, John, he used to work for John Shimkus, and
mm-hmm.
John definitely raised him well, as you say, and he's a great member of Congress in his own right now.
So, you were on the field that day, that tragic day, when the man came and just opened fire on, and you were hit. And, it was tragically for the country, a unifying moment that this is what has to happen to get us to be unified for a moment and realize that there are things that are more important than partisan politics. But you've talked about how much your faith has played a role in your recovery from that incident. What has it meant to you to be able to move through this process guided by your faith?
Well, faith is just so close to the core of everything that happened. And when I was laying down after being shot and couldn't move anymore, the first thing I started to do was pray. And it gave me an incredible sense of calm in the middle of such a crazy, violent moment that I knew when I put it in God's hands that he was going to take care of things. And he did, in a way nobody could imagine. And then even in the hospital during the really tough times, just to know that other people were praying that I got well, and that really was incredibly uplifting. And I want to share that as well. At the prayer breakfast.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, who's going to be at a Congressional Prayer Breakfast at the Gateway Center in Collinsville on April 29th. We will post the information if you want to participate in that while tickets still last. The climate right now in the country and certainly in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway, very, very tense, very hostile. Do you see, in your fight for, let's talk about, like you mentioned, the born alive, the fight for the unborn, with everything being as hostile as it is right now in politics, how are you hoping to be able to get through some meaningful legislation to defend the lives of the unborn?
Well, I think you just need to keep going out and making the case around the country. It's not good enough just to tell your colleagues what it is you're trying to do. You've got to build momentum, and you've got to build coalitions. And so we're working with a lot of groups like National Right to Life and the Family Research Council and Susan B. Anthony List. There's so many grassroots organizations that have reach throughout every district in the country, so that if a member of Congress is not yet supporting the bill, and we started what's called a discharge petition, and that even though Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to bring this bill to the floor for a vote, a discharge petition allows you with 218 signatures to force a bill to the floor for a vote. And we're just going to be reaching out and asking members of Congress to be a part of that. And they're going to be hearing from constituents in their own districts. And, grassroots support for issues really does matter. So we're going to keep doing that. And look, I've always said, agree or disagree. I mean, we all have beliefs and we all want to stick to our core convictions. But when you're disagreeing with somebody, don't make it personal. You try to sway people and persuade people. You're not going to do it by yelling or threatening them. You try to give them your points of view, and then if they're on the other side today, then you just respect that and you move on and you try to sway them the next day. But too often people make their differences personal, and that's when it really breaks down and creates this toxic climate that we see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so on cable news, and we get the stories here, we see the headlines in the press. It seems like there is nobody talking to anybody in Capitol Hill. Is that a misperception of what is taking place on a daily basis?
Well, on some issues it is, but there are some issues where we come together and agree. And of course, you don't hear about those as often because it's not the big story of the day, where it's an issue like immigration or health care or tax cuts, where you see these big partisan divides. And, look, on some of these issues, it shouldn't be partisan. I mean, I didn't think that it should have been a partisan bill when we cut everybody's tax rates and got the economy moving again. But it turned out to be, every Democrat wanted to vote no. On this bill, the Born Alive bill, there are a few Democrats that have already signed on, but not as many as there should be. I mean, this should be something where we can all come together and say, wherever you are on the abortion debate, and I'm pro-life, there are people that are pro-choice, but this shouldn't even be a part of the abortion debate. If a baby is born alive outside the womb, how can you still legally be able to kill that baby? And yet in some states you can, and it shouldn't be legal. We ought to have full protection where that baby has to be taken care of, and that's what Ann Rayner's bill does.
Amen to that. We're speaking with House Republican Whip Steve Scalise. You mentioned tax reform. Today's tax day. How are you feeling about the Republican effort for tax reform to this point in time?
Well, I mean, if people are writing out their checks today, just keep in mind how much the government takes from you every year. And we've got to have basic government, like providing for our national defense and some of the core things that the country should do. But at the same time, we have too large of a government, mm-hmm. and need to roll it back in. And tax day is a great day to remind people of that. But also to know that if you compare what you're paying today to what you were paying 2 years ago, before we passed that tax cut bill, you're paying a lot less today. You have a lot more money in your paycheck today. And, some people, regardless of what amount they're going to get back, if they're getting money back, they'll look at your paycheck each month and see, are you getting more money in your paycheck today than you were 2 years ago? That primarily is because of our tax cut bill. We literally cut every single rate, and we brought a lot of jobs back to America. We were getting creamed. You saw great companies there in Illinois. I mean, Caterpillar was moving jobs. Other companies were moving their headquarters to Ireland and other countries because we were the highest corporate rate in the industrialized world. And so America had lost its competitive edge. And we're now gaining that back. And we're seeing the jobs come back with it in higher wages. And that's all important for families that are working hard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And in the highlight of making sure people understand it's not your tax return that dictates how much money you have to pay in taxes. It's the overall tax obligation that you have, which is a bit more complicated, I think, than a lot of people anticipate that it's going to be. But if you've been getting more money in your paycheck, then your tax return might be a little bit lower. You still might be coming out ahead for sure.
Yeah. I've always said if they got rid of the federal withholding, and every April 15th, you actually had to cut a check for the full amount of your taxes instead of having it taken out every paycheck, you'd see a revolt.
You'd see a lot more Republicans.
How much money, exactly? How much money is the government taking? But right now, you know, you get a percentage taken out of every paycheck, so you don't see it as much. You know, you whatever amount you're making, you're looking and, okay, I'm getting $500 in my paycheck. Well, maybe you should have been getting $750, but the amount's just automatically taken out. Whereas if you had to write that one big check every year, boy, would people pay attention to how much they're being taxed. And, you know, and again, help us get even more accountability on where the money's spent.
Completely agree with you. I've got about a minute left here, Congressman, but you've been working closely with Donald Trump on a number of issues, especially over the course of the administration from the start to where we are now while he's halfway through his first term. What's your assessment of how this president does business and what he's doing for the American people?
Well, I get to work very closely with President Trump and see how much he cares about families. I mean, he campaigned on a very specific agenda. If you look at the things that he said he was going to do in terms of getting our economy back on track, cutting taxes, building the wall, securing our border, rebuilding our defense, putting good constitutional conservative justices on not only the Supreme Court, but all the district courts, you look on all of those fronts and he has delivered. President Trump's delivered for the families that you know that are working in this country, and for people that want to have a more secure America. And in the end, you know, the people that disagreed with the things he campaigned on, I can understand you not being happy with his presidency because he's following through on those promises, and you didn't like those promises. But you know, when you look at the media and you see all of it, every day they're just going after him personally. They go after his family. You see leaders in Washington still. They were saying that there was collusion with Russia, which there never was. And then they moved on, and now they want to just get his tax returns. And it's like every day they just want to harass the president instead of, you know, let's fight over the ideas. Let's debate whether or not we should have an open border or a secure border. And instead they hide behind all these personal attacks.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak with you, House Republican Whip Steve Scalise. You'll be at the Collinsville Congressional Prayer Breakfast on April 29th at the Gateway Center in Collinsville, hoping that I can make it and meet you there. Thank you so much for giving us some time today. We truly appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you out there at the prayer breakfast.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.